Father, please, don't let her do this. Father...
Lady Aveline's voice trembled as she stood in the middle of the church. Every guest turned to look at her. For one brief moment, she thought her father would finally defend her. Instead, Duke Ambrose lowered his eyes, just as he always had. The Duchess smiled, and the wealthy nobleman who had arrived seeking Aveline's hand was now standing beside her half-sister. A wedding ring glimmered between his fingers. Aveline felt her heart sink. The future that had finally seemed within reach was being stolen in front of the entire congregation. Then Coruscant laughed. Not a nervous laugh, a cruel laugh. The kind of laugh that comes from someone who has never been told no. She stepped closer to Aveline and deliberately held out her hand so everyone could admire the ring.
Oh, Aveline, you cannot honestly believe a gentleman like him would choose you.
Coruscant wasn't finished.
You should be thanking Mother. At least she found someone willing to take you.
Aveline's face burned. The church doors suddenly opened. A stableman entered. Dust covered his boots. His coat was plain. His hat was clutched nervously in his hands. The Duchess laughed. Coruscant laughed even louder. Then Coruscant turned toward the crowd and announced,
"Look, everyone! Mother's found Aveline a husband, too!"
The church erupted. Several guests openly mocked her. One woman nearly choked trying to suppress her laughter. Coruscant walked around the stableman as if inspecting livestock. Then she looked directly at Aveline.
"Perfect. Now neither of us has to be embarrassed by you anymore."
Aveline felt every eye in the church upon her. Her stepmother looked pleased. Her sister looked triumphant. Her father remained silent. And in that moment, something inside her broke. Not her spirit, her hope. The hope that one day these people would love her. Slowly, Aveline lifted her head. She looked at the stableman, then at the father who had never defended her, then at the sister who had spent years taking everything she wanted, then at the woman who had turned her into a servant inside her own home. Finally, she spoke.
"I would rather spend my life with an honest poor man than spend another day with people who treat me as though I am worthless."
The church fell silent. Coruscant's smile disappeared. The Duchess froze. The Duke turned pale. And before anyone could stop her, Aveline stepped forward, took the stableman's hand, and walked away from the only family she had ever known. What nobody inside that church knew was that the man they mocked as a stableman was hiding a secret powerful enough to shake the entire kingdom. But before we continue, tell us where you're watching from in the comments below. And if you enjoy stories like this and would like to support the channel, you can do so with a super thanks. Now, let's go back to how it all started.
Aveline Alderwick never knew her mother. The woman who brought her into the world died only hours after giving birth, leaving Duke Ambrose Alderwick with a newborn daughter and a grief so heavy that even years later he rarely spoke of it. For a time, father and daughter were all each other had. Ambrose carried her through sleepless nights, soothed her cries himself, and promised her tiny sleeping form that she would never lack love. But promises made in sorrow are often forgotten in comfort. When Aveline was still young, Ambrose married Araminta. She was beautiful, refined, and seemed genuinely devoted to the little girl. She brushed Aveline's hair, read stories to her, and kissed her forehead before bed. Ambrose believed he had finally given his daughter the mother she deserved. Then Araminta gave birth to a daughter of her own, Coruscant. The change was not immediate. It arrived in small pieces. Coruscant received a new silk dress. Aveline was told hers could be altered. Coruscant was given riding lessons. Aveline was told there was no need for two horses. Coruscant received French tutors. Aveline was asked to help supervise the kitchen instead. As the years passed, the differences became impossible to ignore. Every birthday belonged to Coruscant. Every celebration centered around Coruscant. Every praise was reserved for Coruscant.
Whenever guests visited, Araminta proudly introduced her daughter, while Aveline remained in the background carrying trays of tea and pastries. One afternoon, a visiting countess smiled kindly at Aveline
and asked, "And whose maid is this lovely girl?"
Aveline's face burned. Before she could answer, Araminta casually replied,
"Belongs to the household."
The women laughed. Aveline looked toward her father. Ambrose lowered his eyes and took another sip of tea. That hurt more than the laughter. By the time she reached adulthood, most visitors assumed she was some distant relation who worked for the family. Only those who knew the truth understood the cruel irony. The Duke's eldest daughter lived more like a servant than a lady. Yet Aveline endured it all quietly. Not because she was weak, because every time she hoped things might improve, they somehow became worse. Then, one autumn morning, everything seemed about to change. A wealthy nobleman arrived at the estate. His carriage alone attracted attention from every servant in the house. He carried letters of introduction and specifically requested a meeting with Lady Aveline Alderwick. For the first time in years, hope stirred inside her. When she entered the drawing room, she found the gentleman speaking with her father. The man stood immediately upon seeing her. Before a single word could be exchanged, Araminta entered. Within minutes, the conversation was redirected. Corisande was summoned. Laughter filled the room. Compliments were exchanged. The nobleman appeared confused at first, but eventually accepted the introductions being made on his behalf. Aveline watched silently as the opportunity disappeared. No one asked for her opinion. No one cared. Least of all, her father. The engagement was announced within days. Preparations for the wedding began immediately. Then, on the very morning of the church ceremony, another visitor arrived. His name was Cassian Vale, a stableman. His clothes were plain. His boots showed signs of honest labor. A horse waited outside. Araminta looked at him and laughed. Corisande laughed harder. Several guests joined them. Then Araminta turned toward Aveline.
"Perfect. Now neither of us has to be embarrassed by you anymore."
The church filled with amusement. Corisande smirked.
"Perfect. Now Mother doesn't have to worry about what to do with you."
Aveline stood motionless. Her eyes moved from her sister to her stepmother, then to her father. For one final moment she waited. Waited for him to object. Waited for him to defend her. Waited for him to remember she was his daughter. Ambrose said nothing. Something inside her finally settled. Not anger, not sadness, acceptance. She was done waiting for people who would never choose her. Slowly, she walked toward the Cassian, the stableman. The young stableman looked just as surprised as everyone else. Aveline met his gaze. Then she gently took his hand. "I accept." The laughter grew louder. Guests whispered. Some shook their heads in disbelief. But for the first time in years, Aveline felt strangely calm. As she left the church beside the stableman, the people behind her believed they were witnessing the greatest mistake of her life. None of them realized she had just taken the first step towards escaping the cruelty that had defined it. The laughter from the church followed Aveline for the most of the journey. Even after the stone building disappeared from view and the sounds of the wedding celebration faded into the distance, she could still hear Corisande's mocking voice in her mind. She sat quietly beside Cassian as the horse pulled the small cart along a country road bordered by fields and hedges. Neither of them spoke much. The silence was not uncomfortable. Both seemed unsure of what to say after the strange circumstances that had brought them together. Aveline expected embarrassment. She expected awkwardness. Most of all, she expected regret. Instead, she felt relief. For the first time in years, nobody was demanding anything from her. When they finally arrived, Cassian helped her down carefully. The home before her was modest compared to the estate where she had grown up. It was small, built of stone, with ivy climbing part of the wall and flower boxes beneath the windows. A thin stream flowed nearby, and several chickens wandered freely around the yard. Cassian looked nervous.
It isn't much.
Aveline surprised herself with smiling.
It is more than enough.
The tension left his face immediately. Inside, the house smelled of fresh bread and herbs. A table had already been prepared. A steaming meat pie sat in the center, alongside roasted vegetables, warm rolls, and a bowl of thick vegetable soup. Waiting beside the table were Cassian's parents. Aveline had spent years preparing herself for disapproval from others. Instead, the older woman rushed forward and embraced her. "We are so happy you're here," she said warmly. The older man nodded. "Our son has spoken highly of you." Aveline almost did not know how to respond. Nobody had welcomed her like that in years. The meal that followed felt strangely unfamiliar, not because of the food, because everyone wanted her there. They asked about her journey. They listened when she spoke. They passed dishes to her before serving themselves. Several times she caught herself waiting for criticism that never came. That evening, when she finally retired to her room, she sat alone on the edge of the bed and stared at the small candle burning nearby. The room was simple, no expensive furniture, no grand decorations, no servants, yet she felt safer there than she ever had inside her father's estate. The following weeks settled into a routine. Cassian worked hard each day. Aveline helped with household tasks. Together they prepared meals, cleaned and managed their small home. Instead of feeling burdened by the work, she found satisfaction in it. Everything they accomplished belonged to them. No one mocked her, no one ordered her about, no one compared her to Coruscant. Meanwhile, back at the Alderwick estate, Araninta remained convinced Aveline would soon return in tears. She often spoke of it during meals. "Give it time," she would say. "The novelty will wear off." Coruscant enjoyed imagining her sister's supposed misery. She frequently joked that Aveline was probably regretting her decision already. Neither woman knew how wrong they were. As the months passed, genuine affection began growing between Aveline and Cassian. What began as gratitude slowly became trust. Trust gradually became friendship. Friendship slowly deepened into something neither of them could ignore. The more time Aveline spent with him, the more she noticed things that did not fit. Cassian spoke like an educated gentleman. His vocabulary often resembled that of the aristocrats she had known growing up. He understood literature, history, politics, languages. One evening, during supper, he casually discussed events taking place in Parliament. The depth of his knowledge surprised her. Most labourers she had encountered would have little interest in such matters. Another time, a local merchant arrived to settle a disagreement involving several landowners. To Aveline's surprise, the merchant listened carefully to Cassian's opinion and accepted his advice without question. The interaction lingered in her mind long afterward. There were other moments. When travelling through town, influential people occasionally greeted him with unexpected respect. A magistrate once removed his hat first. A wealthy businessman addressed him almost as an equal. None of it made sense, yet whenever Aveline questioned him, Cassian offered simple explanations. He claimed he had met many people through work, nothing more. Eventually she stopped asking. Whatever mysteries surrounded him seemed unimportant compared to the way he treated her. For the first time in her life, she felt seen, not as a burden, not as an inconvenience, not as the unwanted daughter of a duke, simply as Aveline. And without realizing it, she had begun building a life she never knew she needed. Peace proved to be something Coruscant could not tolerate. The more she heard about Aveline's new life, the more irritated she became. She had expected tears, complaints, and eventually a desperate return to the Alderwick estate. Instead, reports reached her that Aveline appeared content. The news offended her. How could the sister she had spent years looking down upon be happy with a stableman? Coruscant became determined to prove that Aveline had made a terrible mistake. Her first opportunity came several months later when she organized a grand social gathering at her husband's residence. Invitations were sent throughout the county. Noble families arrived in elegant carriages. Tables overflowed with roasted pheasant, glazed ham, fresh bread, fruit tarts, and expensive wines imported from France. To everyone's surprise, Aveline received an invitation as well. The moment she saw the letter, she understood Coruscant's intentions. Cassian offered not to attend. Aveline shook her head. If I hide every time someone wishes to mock me, they will never stop. The evening began exactly as she expected. Conversations paused when she entered. Guests glanced at Cassian before whispering among themselves. Several women openly stared at his simple clothing. One gentleman asked whether stable work was profitable enough to support a wife. The remark triggered laughter around the table. Aveline remained calm. She had endured worse for most of her life. Coruscant seemed disappointed that the insults failed to upset her. Throughout the evening, she repeatedly directed conversations toward wealth, status, and marriage. Every comment carried a hidden barb. Every compliment was designed to wound. When guests admired her jewelry, she made certain everyone knew it had been a wedding gift. When someone mentioned travel, she spoke at length about the places she intended to visit. Then she would glance toward Aveline as though expecting jealousy. Instead, Aveline simply smiled politely. The reaction frustrated her even more. As the evening progressed, something unusual happened. One of the older guests was introduced to Cassian. The man's expression changed the moment he heard the surname Vale. For a brief second, genuine surprise appeared on his face. He quickly covered it and continued the conversation, but Aveline noticed. Later, another guest accidentally spotted a ring Cassian wore. The gentleman stared at it longer than seemed appropriate. When he finally looked away, his behavior became noticeably more respectful. Again, Aveline noticed. Neither incident made sense. Cassian was supposed to be a stableman. Why would influential people react that way? When she quietly questioned him during the carriage ride home, he laughed softly. People often imagine mysteries where none exist. His answer sounded reasonable enough. Yet the incidents stayed in her thoughts. A few weeks later, another gathering produced similar reactions. A merchant recognized Cassian's surname and immediately changed his tone. A retired magistrate treated him with unexpected courtesy. Even servants occasionally behaved as though they knew something she did not. The small moments began accumulating. None were significant enough to demand an explanation. Together, they formed a puzzle she could not solve. Meanwhile, Coruscant's own marriage was becoming less perfect than it appeared. In public, her husband remained charming. He smiled when required. He complimented her appearance. He played the role expected of him. Behind closed doors, however, another side of his character was emerging. He was impatient, dismissive, increasingly arrogant. Conversations often revolved around his own interests. He rarely listened when Coruscant spoke. When she complained, he brushed aside her concerns. Several times he failed to accompany her to important social events, forcing her to attend alone. The absences embarrassed her. Though she tried hiding the problems, people began noticing. Whispers slowly appeared in society circles. Coruscant found herself becoming defensive whenever her husband was mentioned. The situation only worsened her obsession with Aveline. She needed her sister to be unhappy. She needed proof that she had won. Instead, every encounter produced the opposite result. Aveline seemed more comfortable with each passing month. Cassian treated her with kindness. Their marriage appeared genuine, and the mysterious reactions surrounding him continued to grow. By the end of the season, Coruscant was no longer merely irritated. She was determined. If humiliation had failed, she would find another way to make Aveline regret choosing the stableman. What Coruscant did not realize was that the answers she desperately sought were already beginning to reveal themselves. Neither sister understood it yet, but the quiet stableman everyone dismissed was carrying secrets far larger than anyone imagined.
Winter gradually gave way to spring, and life settled into a comfortable rhythm for Aveline and Cassian. Their home remained modest, but it was filled with something she had never experienced growing up inside the Alderwick estate.
partnership. Every evening, Cassian returned tired from work. His hands were often rough from labor, and dust frequently clung to his clothing. No matter how exhausted he appeared, he always greeted her with a smile and asked about her day before speaking about his own. At first, Aveline simply appreciated the kindness. Then she began noticing the sacrifices. Cassian never complained about expenses, but she saw him repairing old tools instead of replacing them. She watched him carefully measure supplies to ensure nothing was wasted. Several times she found him declining purchases he clearly needed. The realization troubled her. One evening, after supper, she sat quietly watching him mend a worn leather harness by candlelight.
"You work too hard."
Cassian looked up.
"I manage."
"You should not have to manage alone."
"We are..."
A small smile appeared on his face.
"We are doing fine."
"No."
Aveline shook her head.
"No, we are doing fine because you are carrying most of the burden."
Cassian immediately objected. The discussion continued for several days. Every time Aveline raised the subject, he dismissed the idea. Every time he refused, she became more determined. Years of hardship at the Alderwick estate had taught her many things. She knew how to clean, organize, sew, prepare meals, manage household supplies, and handle responsibilities that many ladies of society never learned. Eventually, Cassian realized she would not change her mind. Reluctantly, he agreed. That decision created a problem, because Cassian knew exactly where he wanted her to work. The estate belonged to his family, the one truth he continued hiding from her. When he mentioned the idea to his parents, neither reacted favorably. His mother set down her teacup with obvious frustration.
"This has gone on long enough."
His father nodded quietly.
"That young woman has already proven herself."
Cassian remained silent.
"She married you when she believed you had nothing."
His father added quietly,
"She left wealth behind for peace. What more do you need to know?"
Cassian understood they were right. Every day he delayed revealing the truth increased the risk of hurting her. Yet fear remained stronger than reason. What if everything changed? What if the honesty and simplicity that existed between them disappeared? Unable to silence those fears, he made a choice. Aveline would work at the estate, but she would never know it belonged to him. A few days later, they made the journey. The property stood several miles outside a prosperous market town. As the carriage approached, Aveline stared through the window. The estate was far larger than anything she expected. Elegant stone buildings overlooked carefully maintained gardens. Long gravel paths wound through stretches of green land. Rows of flowering shrubs bordered walkways leading toward the main house. The sight impressed her. "It must belong to an important family," she remarked. Cassian simply nodded. "They are respectable people." When they arrived, several members of staff greeted them. Almost immediately, Aveline noticed something unusual. The estate manager seemed startled when he saw her. For a brief moment, he looked from Cassian to Aveline and then back again. His expression quickly changed. He bowed slightly, far more respectfully than she expected. The reaction felt strange. Throughout her first day, similar moments occurred. A maid rushed to assist her before she had even asked for help. A footman nearly dropped a tray after seeing her. Several workers spoke to her with a level of politeness usually reserved for guests rather than employees. At first, she assumed she was imagining things. The following day only deepened the mystery. Whenever she entered a room, conversations occasionally stopped. People exchanged quick glances. Some appeared nervous. Others seemed almost protective. One elderly housekeeper insisted on serving her lunch personally. The meal consisted of fresh bread, roasted chicken, vegetables, and fruit preserves. The attention embarrassed Aveline. "There is no need to fuss over me," she told the woman. The housekeeper's eyes softened. "If only you knew," she murmured. Aveline did not understand what she meant, nor did she give it much thought. Her focus remained on earning her wages. Every coin mattered. She wanted to contribute to the life she and Cassian were building together. The strange behavior of the staff became little more than an occasional curiosity. If they treated her differently, there was surely some innocent explanation. Meanwhile, Cassian watched everything from a distance. Each day brought him relief and guilt in equal measure. Relief because Aveline was thriving, guilt because she was unknowingly walking through a world that already belonged to her future. And still, he could not bring himself to tell her the truth.
Several weeks passed before Aveline met the woman who would make her life at the estate far more difficult. The encounter happened during a luncheon hosted on the grounds. The estate regularly entertained visitors from nearby towns and neighboring properties, merchants, local officials, wealthy families, and influential guests frequently arrived for meetings and social events. That afternoon, tables had been arranged beneath large white canopies overlooking the gardens. Servants moved between guests carrying trays filled with roasted meats, fresh fruit, pastries, and tea. Aveline's responsibilities were simple. She helped organize supplies and assisted the household staff whenever additional hands were needed. She was arranging floral centerpieces when a carriage arrived. Several members of the staff immediately straightened their posture. A young woman stepped out. She was beautiful in a polished and deliberate way. Everything about her appearance seemed carefully chosen. Her dress was expensive, her gloves immaculate. Even the way she carried herself suggested complete confidence. The woman introduced herself as Lady Vivian Harcourt. Almost immediately, Aveline noticed how differently people treated her. Servants hurried to accommodate her. Managers greeted her warmly. Several guests openly competed for her attention. It did not take long to understand why. According to whispers among the staff, Lady Vivian had spent the last year positioning herself as the likely future bride of the estate's mysterious heir. No one openly discussed the heir's identity, yet Vivian spoke as though the matter had already been settled. She referred to the estate with unusual familiarity. She gave opinions about future renovations. She commented on how certain rooms should eventually be redesigned. Aveline found it slightly strange, but thought little of it. Their first interaction appeared pleasant enough. Vivian smiled. Aveline returned the courtesy. Nothing seemed unusual. The hostility began after several members of the household unexpectedly showed concern for Aveline's comfort during the luncheon. One servant brought her refreshments without being asked. Another insisted she take a short break after working for several hours. The estate manager personally thanked her for assisting with preparations. Vivian noticed everything. By the end of the afternoon, the warmth had vanished from her smile. The following days brought subtle changes. Tasks assigned to Aveline suddenly became more difficult. Mistakes she had not made were quietly blamed on her. Several instructions mysteriously disappeared, creating confusion among staff. At first, she assumed the incidents were misunderstandings. Then the pattern became impossible to ignore. Vivian was responsible. Aveline still could not understand why. One morning, while helping prepare guest rooms, she overheard Vivian speaking privately with another woman. "I don't know who she is," Vivian said, "but people treat her differently." The comment lingered in Aveline's mind. Over time, Vivian's suspicion grew. She noticed influential visitors greeting Aveline kindly. She observed senior staff stepping in whenever problems arose. Several times she caught employees exchanging nervous glances after mentioning Aveline's name. The behavior made no sense. Aveline was simply an employee, yet the household seemed unusually protective of her. Vivian became determined to uncover the reason. Unfortunately, she was not the only person focused on Aveline. News eventually reached Coruscant. Learning that her sister had become connected to a prominent estate immediately captured her attention. Curiosity soon turned into opportunity. Coruscant arranged a visit. The moment she met Vivian, the two women discovered a shared interest. Neither liked Aveline. Their alliance formed quickly. Coruscant provided personal stories from childhood, most of them exaggerated, some were entirely false. She described Aveline as manipulative, ungrateful, ambitious. Vivian listened carefully. The rumors began spreading. Staff members heard whispers, guests repeated conversations, questions emerged about Aveline's intentions. Several people suggested she was attempting to improve her social position through deception. Others hinted she might be pursuing connections above her station. None of it was true.
Aveline remained completely unaware of the campaign unfolding around her. When she did hear occasional remarks, she refused to respond to anger. She continued performing her duties, continued treating others respectfully, continued focusing on helping support her husband. Her calmness only frustrated her enemies further. Meanwhile, Cassian's parents were reaching the limits of their patience. Each new problem convinced them that the truth needed to come out. One evening, after hearing another report about Vivian's behavior, his mother finally confronted him.
That girl works on her own estate while strangers spread lies about her.
Cassian remained silent. His father spoke next.
Every day you delay, you make this harder.
Neither argument changed his mind. The fear remained. Fear of losing Aveline. Fear of changing the life they had built together. Yet even he could feel the pressure growing. The secret was becoming heavier. And without realizing it, Aveline spent each day walking through halls, gardens, and rooms that would one day belong to her. She still believed she was merely working for strangers. She had no idea she was already standing inside the future that awaited her.
The rumors finally reached a point where silence was no longer enough. For months, Lady Vivian Harcourt and Coruscant had worked carefully behind the scenes, poisoning opinions and spreading stories designed to damage Aveline's reputation. What began as whispers among servants had gradually found its way into drawing rooms, dinner parties, and society gatherings. The situation reached its peak during a prestigious garden reception held at the estate. The grounds were filled with influential guests. Nobles wandered among flower-lined pathways, while servants carried silver trays loaded with pastries, sandwiches, fresh fruit, and glasses of sparkling wine. Musicians performed beneath a decorated pavilion, while conversations drifted across the gardens. Aveline had spent most of the morning helping prepare for the event. She hoped to avoid attention. Unfortunately, attention found her. Vivian chose that afternoon to make her move. Surrounded by guests, she began questioning Aveline's presence at the estate. Her words were carefully chosen to sound innocent while encouraging suspicion. Several guests joined the conversation. Questions quickly became accusations. Why was an ordinary worker receiving special treatment? Why did estate officials constantly protect her? Why did important visitors seem interested in her? Coruscant stepped forward before Aveline could answer. A satisfied smile spread across her face. For the first time in months, she believed she was about to win. She repeated many of the same stories she had been spreading privately. She painted Aveline as an ambitious woman attempting to rise above her station. The crowd listened. Several people began nodding. Aveline stood frozen. The humiliation felt painfully familiar. It reminded her of the church. It reminded her of her childhood. It reminded her of every moment she had been forced to stand alone while others judged her. Then Cassian appeared. He had arrived earlier than expected. The moment he realized what was happening, he stepped into the crowd. Vivian attempted to dismiss him. Coruscant laughed openly. "Your stableman husband has come to rescue you." The remark triggered several chuckles. Normally, Cassian ignored insults. This time was different. For the first time, anger appeared in his expression. He began speaking, not like a laborer, not like a stableman, like a man accustomed to authority. His voice carried across the gathering. He challenged the accusations one by one. He referenced estate records, legal matters, business agreements, family arrangements, details that no ordinary worker should know about. Several influential guests exchanged confused glances. The estate manager lowered his head. Others looked visibly uncomfortable. Aveline felt her stomach tighten. Nothing about the situation made sense. She suddenly realized how many strange incidents she had ignored. The reactions to his surname, the unusual respect, the deference shown by powerful people. The pieces were beginning to connect. Before she could question him, dizziness washed over her. The crowd blurred. The sounds around her became distant.
Then everything went dark. When Aveline opened her eyes again, she found herself lying in a large bedroom inside the estate. A physician stood nearby. Cassian sat beside the bed. His parents waited anxiously in the corner. The room fell silent the moment she stirred. The physician smiled. "You gave everyone quite a fright." Aveline tried sitting up. "What happened?" The doctor exchanged a glance with the others. Then his smile widened. "Congratulations, my lady." The title caught her attention immediately. Before she could question him, he continued, "You are expecting a child." For several seconds, nobody spoke. The words seemed almost unreal. Aveline stared at him. Cassian's mother began crying. His father looked overwhelmed. Cassian himself appeared unable to contain his happiness. The room filled with emotion. For the first time, Aveline saw pure joy on every face around her. The discovery changed everything. Throughout the afternoon, excitement spread through the household. Yet as evening arrived, another reality settled over Cassian. He was about to become a father. The woman he loved was carrying his child, and she still did not know who he truly was. The weight of the deception finally became unbearable. That night, after the household had quieted, he brought Aveline to a private sitting room overlooking the gardens. A single lamp illuminated the room. Outside, darkness covered the estate. Neither spoke for several moments. Cassian finally broke the silence. "There is something I should have told you a long time ago." Aveline's heart sank. The seriousness in his voice frightened her. What followed changed everything. The stableman did not exist. The estate belonged to his family. His parents were not ordinary people. They were wealthy landowners. The respect shown by staff had never been accidental. The strange reactions from guests suddenly made sense. Cassian Whale was not a laborer. He was the heir to immense wealth, influence, and title. Every mystery she had encountered finally had an answer. When he finished speaking, silence filled the room. Aveline stared at him. The revelation itself did not hurt. The deception did. She had never cared about money, never cared about status. She had married him believing he possessed neither. Yet he had hidden the truth for months, not because he feared society, because he had doubted her. For the first time since leaving the Alderwick estate, tears filled her eyes. And they had nothing to do with wealth. They came from betrayal.
The days following Cassian's confession were some of the most difficult Aveline had experienced since leaving her father's estate. The revelation remained lodged in her thoughts. Every conversation they had shared, every mystery she had ignored, every strange reaction she had witnessed, they all carried a different meaning now. Cassian gave her space. He answered every question honestly. He apologized repeatedly, yet none of it immediately repaired the damage. The problem was never his wealth. The problem was trust. While Aveline struggled with those emotions, events elsewhere were beginning to unfold with remarkable speed. For the first time in years, misfortune had chosen a different target, Coruscant. The scandal erupted during a social gathering attended by many of the same people who had celebrated her marriage. The ballroom was crowded. Crystal chandeliers illuminated polished floors while guests enjoyed wine, music, and conversation. Coruscant moved confidently through the room. She still carried herself like a woman who believed she had secured the perfect life. That confidence disappeared before the evening ended. A young woman arrived unexpectedly. She was plainly dressed, but carried herself with determination. Several guests attempted to stop her. She refused to leave. When Coruscant's husband saw her, the color drained from his face. The reaction immediately drew attention. Within minutes, every conversation in the room had stopped. The young woman spoke clearly enough for everyone to hear. She revealed that she had been involved with Coruscant's husband for months. Gasps filled the ballroom. Coruscant laughed at first. The accusation seemed too outrageous to believe. Then the woman produced letters, receipts, personal correspondence.
evidence that could not be denied. The room fell silent. Coruscant turned toward her husband. The answer was written across his face before he spoke a single word. Then came the final blow. The woman placed a trembling hand against her stomach. She was carrying his child. The revelation shattered everything. Shock rippled through the crowd. Several guests quietly stepped away from Coruscant. Others began whispering amongst themselves. Within hours, the scandal had spread throughout society. The marriage Araminta had fought so hard to secure became the subject of endless gossip. The same women who once envied Coruscant now pitied her. The same families who had sought her company suddenly became distant. For the first time in her life, Coruscant experienced the humiliation she had spent years inflicting upon others. At nearly the same moment, Lady Vivian Harcourt's carefully constructed image was beginning to collapse as well. The investigation into her behavior started with a few uncomfortable questions. Soon afterward, former servants, guests, and employees began sharing their experiences. Stories emerged describing her manipulation, her dishonesty, her deliberate attempts to destroy Aveline's reputation. Several individuals confirmed that she had encouraged false rumors. Others revealed how she had abused her influence to create problems for Aveline. The evidence became impossible to ignore. People who once admired Vivian began distancing themselves. Invitations stopped arriving. Conversations ended when she entered a room. The social standing she had spent years building disappeared almost overnight. News of both scandals eventually reached the Alderwick estate. Araminta listened in disbelief. For years she had believed she controlled every outcome. She had secured the wealthy husband, protected Coruscant's position, directed the family's future exactly where she wanted it to go. Now everything was unraveling. The marriage she considered her greatest achievement had become a public embarrassment. The daughter she favored was suddenly the object of sympathy rather than admiration. Nothing had unfolded the way she expected. The person most affected by these events, however, was Duke Ambrose. For years he had blamed circumstances, avoided conflict, convinced himself that remaining silent preserved peace. Now, watching the consequences unfold, he could no longer hide from reality. His silence had never protected anyone, it had simply protected Araminta. Memory after memory returned to him. Aveline standing alone while guests laughed. Aveline surrendering opportunities she deserved. Aveline looking toward him for help. Aveline receiving none. For the first time, he truly confronted what he had allowed. When Araminta attempted to justify her actions yet again, Ambrose interrupted her. The moment stunned everyone. He openly disagreed with her. Then he did something even more surprising. He defended Aveline. Not privately, not reluctantly, openly. Years too late, but sincerely. The realization spread through society as quickly as the scandals themselves. People began comparing the two sisters. One had been mocked for marrying a stableman, the other had been celebrated for marrying wealth. Now the comparison looked different. The woman they dismissed had built a marriage based on loyalty and affection. The woman they envied had built hers on appearances. Little by little, society began recognizing what should have been obvious all along. They had judged the wrong sister, and for the first time since leaving the church, the balance of power had begun to shifting in Aveline's favor. The gathering was larger than anything Aveline had attended since leaving the Alderwick estate. Carriages lined the long entrance road for nearly half a mile. Footmen moved through the crowd carrying trays of wine and refreshments, while musicians performed from an elevated platform overlooking the gardens. Hundreds of guests had arrived from across the region after news of Cassian's true identity became public. For most of her life, Aveline would have felt nervous walking into such an event. This time was different. She had already survived the worst opinions society could offer. The people waiting beyond those doors had laughed at her, mocked her, dismissed her. None of their approval held power over her anymore. As she entered beside Cassian, conversations immediately stopped. Heads turned, eyes followed them across the room. The change was impossible to miss. Many of the same people who had ridiculed her marriage now smiled warmly. Several approached within minutes. Guests who once ignored her suddenly wished to speak with her. Women who had never acknowledged her existence complimented her appearance. Men who had laughed at the church now bowed respectfully. The sudden admiration felt strange. Nothing about her had changed, only their knowledge had. Aveline accepted their politeness without resentment, but she could not forget how quickly their opinions had shifted once wealth entered the conversation. Throughout the evening, Cassian remained at her side. The pressure of the previous weeks still lingered between them. The confession had answered many questions, but it had also created wounds that had not yet healed. He understood that. Every glance he gave her carried patience. Every conversation reflected his determination to earn back the trust he had damaged. As the evening progressed, the guests gathered inside the grand ballroom. The room glittered beneath crystal chandeliers. Long tables displayed elaborate meals prepared for the occasion. Roasted meats, fresh vegetables, pastries, fruit preserves, imported cheeses, and expensive desserts filled the hall. Eventually, Cassian stepped forward. The room gradually fell silent. Everyone knew why they had gathered. He reached for Aveline's hand. His voice remained calm. "Many of you remember the day my wife left a church beside a man you believed was a stableman." The room became noticeably uncomfortable. Several guests lowered their eyes. Others shifted awkwardly. Cassian continued, "You judged her character based on what you believed I possessed." No one interrupted. "Yet she chose me when she believed I had nothing to offer except honesty." Aveline felt emotion rising in her chest. Every painful memory returned. The church, the laughter, the humiliation, the loneliness. Cassian looked directly at her. Then, before everyone present, he publicly acknowledged what he had done. He admitted that he had hidden the truth. He admitted that fear had guided his decisions. Most importantly, he apologized. Not with excuses, not with explanations, with honesty. The sincerity in his voice silenced the room. Aveline knew the apology could not erase the past. Trust did not return overnight. But she also knew something else. Throughout every challenge they had faced together, his love had been real. The deception had been painful. The affection had not. Before she could respond, another unexpected interruption occurred. Araminta and Coruscant approached. A hush spread through nearby guests. Neither woman resembled the confident figures who once dominated every room they entered. Coruscant carried the exhaustion of recent scandals. Araminta seemed older than Aveline remembered. For several moments, nobody spoke. Finally, Araminta broke the silence. Her voice lacked its usual authority. She attempted an apology. Coruscant followed. The words sounded awkward, as though neither woman had much experience admitting fault. Aveline listened quietly. Years earlier, she would have desperately wanted this moment. Now it felt different. She no longer needed their approval. When she finally spoke, her voice remained calm. She reminded them of the opportunities taken from her, the insults, the years spent being treated as though she had no value. She did not raise her voice. She did not seek revenge. She simply spoke the truth. Neither woman could deny it. For perhaps the first time in their lives, they were forced to confront the consequences of their actions. Nearby guests listened carefully. Many remembered those same events. The silence that followed was far more powerful than any argument. Later that evening, Aveline found herself standing with her father near one of the ballroom windows. The gardens stretched beyond the glass beneath the glow of lantern light. Ambrose looked uncomfortable. The proud duke who once commanded respect seemed almost uncertain. His apology came slowly, not because he lacked sincerity, because he carried years of regret. He admitted his failures. He admitted that he chose comfort over courage. He admitted that he should have protected her. Aveline could see genuine remorse in his eyes. A damage could not be erased, but for the first time, repair seemed possible. As the evening drew to a close, she looked around the room. The people who once laughed now showed respect. The husband she loved stood beside her. The child growing within her represented a future untouched by the mistakes of the past. For years she had believed happiness would come from acceptance. Then she believed it might come from freedom. Only now did she understand what she truly had wanted all along. To be loved, to be valued, to belong. And at last, she did.